Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning I have two guests, Mary Hoig and Carolyn DeLay, and they're both from the Cass County Genealogical Society. So if we're going to say good morning to Mary first, Mary, Genealogical Society, what's that all about?
Oh, good morning, LaVon. The Cass County Genealogical Society is a not-for-profit organization that we help people trace their roots, find their ancestors. Whether they want to be found sometimes or not.
And you meet on a regular basis?
We meet monthly, usually the fourth Thursday of the month at 1 o'clock in the library meeting room here in Atlantic.
And if people have not been to the library to see what you have there, there is such a storage of materials. It's almost unbelievable. I mean, if you haven't been in there and looked, you should just at least stick your head in the door to see all the things you have there.
We do have a lot of things. We have some Cass County plat books, some old ones. We have some Cass County history books, as well as some surrounding county history books. We have an obituary file, and it's continually, it's updating all the
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
We have cemetery books that from the walk, and I believe it was 1986. We have military records, we have family histories, we have microfilm of the Atlantic newspapers, we have
goes
lots
on
of
and
stuff.
On. Yes, lots. And, you know, even if you're not really interested in this, I think, it's not something that I do, but once I start looking at a book or looking for something, it's, oh, the pictures and so on. You could just, I think, really just get admired in all of that because it is fascinating kinds of things. So, Mary, what do you meet monthly? What do you do at your meetings?
Well, we usually have a business meeting, and we have, money that we have to discuss and how we spend it. We purchase more books and more materials. And then we also usually try and have a program of some type or another.
Okay, and I'm going to come back and ask you some more questions. But saying program, that means we're just going to move on over here to Carolyn DeLay because your next program is coming right up.
Yes, good morning, everybody. I will be doing presenting a program entitled I Was Marched to the Sea. The program will focus on the participation of Iowa's 4th Regiment, who were people from Cass County, Pottawatomie, and a couple of other surrounding counties here in the Civil War, and they participated in Sherman's March to the Sea, all the way down through Georgia to Savannah. It will also include a video presentation entitled Kennesaw Mountain and the Atlanta Campaign.
Okay. Now, I know that most people know that Iowa was very involved in the Civil War in many ways. Somehow, I just never thought about we had people in Atlanta on that great march.
Atlanta is a long ways away. It's 1,200 miles from Atlantic. So it's a long ways mm-hmm. away. But yes, we did. And there have been lots of people from Iowa
yes.
in the skirmishes.
Now, we didn't tell people this is happening this Thursday. This is your regular August meeting. And what time will that be, Carolyn?
At 1 o'clock in the first floor meeting room in the public library.
Okay. Any fee? Do people need to pay to come and hear
no,
your talk?
No, there's absolutely no fee. Everybody is welcome, and we should have a good time.
Yes, I think this is, as you say, you try to have programs, but I think this one is really special because this is a special year for the Civil War.
Actually, from 2011 through 2015 is the 150th or the sesquicentennial anniversary of the Civil War.
And thank goodness we have had, I think, some more emphasis on learning about that because we just lose so much of that history and you've done some extra work here. How did you find all this information? I mean, you're giving a presentation, but you have a video. How did you put all this together, Carolyn?
Well, I did a lot of research online. I got really interested because my daughter lives in Marietta, which is a northwest suburb of Atlanta, which is right next to Kennesaw Mountain, and they burned Marietta along the way to the March to the Sea. And I had gone around Atlanta several different times, going from Iowa to Florida, but I'd never really stopped for any length of time until this summer. And got to go to Lookout Mountain in Chattanooga, got to go to Kennesaw Mountain, and went to the National Cemetery there in Marietta. And then wondering, well, where did our Iowa Cass County soldiers, where were they in the Civil mm-hmm. War? And from there, did all my research. And
okay, good. Because, again, their history books kind of give the big picture. I'm sure most of our history books that we have in schools don't talk about where the Iowa soldiers were.
If you look in some of the older ones, yes, they will.
The older ones,
the
yes.
The older work.
Yes.
And it's called the War of the Rebellion.
Oh, interesting. Not mm-hmm. the Civil War. Interesting. Right. We should know that that's what we need to look for. So there'll be time if people want to ask questions. And
there'll
visit.
Be time when they want to ask questions. There should be the video, plus there'll be a slide presentation. There'll be a table with maybe some things from Kennesaw Mountain. Also a table of things concerning genealogy.
All right. You've done a lot of work on this, Carol, and so it'll be great to have people come by the public library this Thursday, that's the 22nd at 1 o'clock, to learn more about Iowa's March to the Sea. And that's, I'm sure, just one of the programs that you feature other programs. But one of the things, Mary, I wanted to mention that other people have told me is the questions you get from a lot of other places. I mean, that's part of the time that you put in.
Yes, it is. We have we do research for people. They can contact us through email, or they'll telephone us, or sometimes people come in on their own that are visiting, they're vacationing in the area, and we'll do research for them. We have a fee that we charge. However, we're a 501
C3.
Thank you, LaVon. And so any donation that anyone makes is tax deductible. And we're all volunteers that do the research. I personally sometimes take it home with me. I mean, it just is an ongoing thing. I can't let go of it. And I'm more comfortable doing it at home in my pajamas.
You just become a detective, don't you?
Yes. Yes, you do.
It's like solving a not maybe a murder mystery, but at least a historical mystery.
It is solving a mystery. And many times we find little things. I just did some research for someone who swore that their family line was this way, and we found a divorce in there, and it just upset the whole apple cart,
oh.
You know. So you don't know what you might find.
Be prepared. It might be a really positive thing. Maybe somebody's related to a king or a queen or something somewhere, or maybe a crook.
Yes, it's very possible.
So how much work have you done with your own family?
Me? Oh, I have done quite a bit. A lot was already done before me, and that actually was my interest. We had one of my uncles had done some research, and when he stopped, then I was interested in that. I'm helping a cousin several generations removed do a book on our family. We had a name change in our family, and so that was really interesting, trying to hook up with this person with a different name
yes,
than we had.
Yes, again, another mm-hmm. mystery.
But, you know, DNA, today you can do DNA and discover who your family is if that's mm-hmm. something you choose mm-hmm. to do.
Okay. Carolyn, how did you get involved with all this genealogy?
I wanted to look at some of my own things and had kind of been interested in history, and I got interested in taking volunteer photographs through findagrave.com, and then I requested photographs from them because I wanted to do my genealogy and look it into the past. So this last year, I did my genealogy back to the period of the Revolution, and became a member of the DAR, and have been just going around photographing and updating all the Cass County cemeteries.
Okay. Was there a surprise in your background that you found out?
A couple, but I won't put them on air.
Okay. But that's part of the fun, is finding that out. So now, Mary, if somebody said, well, I want to know more, what do they need to do?
Well, contact us to begin with. That's the first thing. And you always start with yourself and work backwards. You start with what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we work backwards. We don't try and find that fifth generation grandparent and work forward necessarily. So that's what we do. We have access to Ancestry.com on the internet. We can do a family search, which is the Mormon page. Perhaps that's called something else. That's what I call it. And anyway, and that's how one begins.
All right. And if you're at all interested and you don't remember Mary's name or Carolyn's name, call the library. And I'm thinking that many libraries around the country have these kinds of societies. Mm-hmm. And so if you're in another county, well, you can check that out and get some help. And you do have a really nice brochure that gives that information. I'm sure some of those are at the library if they'd like to pick one up.
Yes, they are.
We want to thank you very much, Mary Hoyk, who is the president, and Carolyn DeLay, who's going to be the presenter this Thursday, 1 o'clock at the public library. Come on by and learn more about Iowans and the March to the Sea. Until next time, here's a thought. History cannot give us a program for the future, but it can give us a fuller understanding of ourselves and our common humanity so that we can better plan for the future.